Verse 14, thou shalt eat, but not be satisfied. That's verse 14. And thy casting down shall be in the midst of thee. And thou shalt take hold, but shalt not deliver. And that which thou deliverest will I give up to the sword. God says that you are not going to be able to enjoy all of these things that you've enjoyed, these little goodies that you have had, and you have given no recognition to God at all. God says, I'll judge you. Now, he moves on. Verse 15, thou shalt sow, but thou shalt not reap. Thou shalt tread the olives, but thou shalt not anoint thyself with oil, and sweet wine, but shalt not drink wine. God says that I intend to begin to cut you down, and I'll cut you down gradually. And that, of course, would give them an opportunity to turn to God. But we're going to find out that God would have pardoned them any time they would have turned to him. But my friend, you have to turn to him. God will judge sin, and he intends to judge sin. God emphasizes here that it's not really the externalities of religion that are important. They are certainly not essential to the worship of God. Although, I believe in a ritual. I believe in a ritual in a church. But I believe that it is for believers and just not something to go through. Not something that has any merit in and of itself. That it's the internality. It's what is on the inside. It's whether something has happened there. And then God makes it abundantly clear that man cannot meet his requirements in his own power and his own strength. And God therefore shows what man does naturally. And after these tremendous requirements that only can be met when we come to the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, it's only in the power of the Spirit that these can be attained. That actually all of these are the fruits of the Spirit, and that if we are to walk humbly with God, it doesn't mean that we're going to rush into his presence with our character, our little good works, and say, Lord, look at me, how good I am. In fact, I can meet your requirements, so move over and let me sit down by the side of you. May I say, man can't do that. And God shows that these people had merited, because after he gave that, what a contrast you have. God is going to judge this nation because of their sins. Instead of walking like this, they were going through the externalities of religion. But internally, they were far from God. And there was dishonesty in their business dealings. There was impurity in their lives. There was violence. And there was lying, there was deceit, there was every kind of a flagrant sin that was committed. And God cannot bless a people or a nation that engages in these things. And we attempted to make an application to our own nation where we have come and how far this nation is from God today.